This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Stacy Poehler.
Hey, everybody. I'm excited to be chatting with one of our expert contributors tonight. It's Dr. Corey Tauber from Stable Orthodontics. Welcome, Dr. Corey.
Hey there, Stacy. Good to be on with you tonight.
Yeah, so we're excited. I think what we're planning to do is talk a little bit about the use of technology in your practice. I know that's really a big brand differentiator for you. And I think something that our audience will really enjoy learning about.
Excited to share everything with you.
Perfect. So can you elaborate on some of the specific innovative technologies that you use at Stable Orthodontics in really helping to enhance the treatment outcomes for your patients?
Yeah, so at Stable Orthodontics, we're really proud to provide treatment that is above and beyond the therapy that you would have received at a traditional orthodontic office. So we invest in the latest technology to ensure that your consultation and the time that you spend with us is as comfortable as we can make it. So there are several things that we do at our office that help define our stable smiles. And one thing that we're the most excited about is using custom fit braces. So many orthodontists use braces that are designed as a one size fits all measurement. And that means that even though people have different size teeth and teeth that are all different shapes, everyone is actually getting the same exact set of braces, whether it's you or your friend or, you know, your friend's parent. Everybody at the office is getting the same brackets. So at Stable Orthodontists, at our office, we take a different approach. And everybody who comes in to see us and decides to get treated with braces gets brackets that are 3D printed, and they're actually made out of a clear material, so they're super, super aesthetic. You can't even see them on the teeth. And they're made specific for every mouth and every single tooth. So what that means is that we can move teeth more comfortably, more quickly, and even more predictably to make sure that you get your perfect smile even easier and faster. Some of the other things that we do at our office are we do laser gum therapy. So sometimes when we finish growing our final smiles, the gum tissue is uneven, and we can use a specific instrument to even up the gum line or even reduce some of the pink gums that you show when you smile. So that way, when you smile, your bright white teeth shine and highlight the beauty of your smile. The other thing that we do is we offer whitening once you finish orthodontic treatment. So not only are we putting the teeth in the perfect spot with our clear custom braces, we're reshaping the gum line so that way the amount of tooth that you're showing is appropriate. And then we also brighten your white teeth to make sure that everything is as perfect as it can be.
That's awesome. Can you talk a little bit about the durability of the brackets? Are they similar in terms of, how durable they are and what they can stand up to as metal ones?
Yeah, Stacy, that's a really good question. So years ago, a lot of orthodontists started offering clear braces, and those braces were actually made of a glass-like material. And the bad thing about this material was even though it was clear and less noticeable than metal, we actually found that it was very, very hard against the opposing teeth. Mm-hmm. And when teeth were moved back and forth, we actually have seen cases where the teeth were worn down or made shorter by rubbing against these glass braces. And they're still in the industry, and you can, you know, a lot of orthodontic offices still use them. But the great thing about our 3D printed braces is that it's called a bioclear material, and they've done a lot of testing to show that this polymer that's printed doesn't have any tooth wear. So we don't run the same risks when we use clear braces that are these custom fit ones. And we're really excited to offer this and not put teeth at risk. So some of the other things that orthodontists would do is put metal braces on the bottom with clear on the top because they're more visible, you know, they're less visible. So we actually offer clear braces on every tooth, top and bottom, from back to front. So we're really excited about this new material. And because they're digitally designed, if we need to make a change to any of the brackets, we can do so right on the spot. We go right to the computer, change the design, and print you out a brand new bracket. So it's really cool. We can make adjustments on the fly and get you that custom bracket, even though it's nothing being manufactured too far away from our office. We have total control over everything.
And how do these custom braces impact the length of time someone's in braces? Is it about the same, or is there maybe a little bit longer, shorter? What is it?
So actually, because we're being more purposeful with the custom design, we can finish smiles quicker. That's one of the best things about this type of treatment that we provide. Typically, an average orthodontic case takes about 2 years. Everybody knows it's about 24 months. So we're finishing the same complex cases in about 12 to 18 months. So we can carve off a lot of time because we have a custom fit appliance that's made specifically for your teeth. So we're really excited to shorten treatment times, because as much as we love working with our families and patients, we love getting braces off and being done with treatment sooner with a more beautiful smile. So we've actually seen a reduction in our average treatment time, about 6 to 8 months.
Wow, that's amazing. And that's really powerful, and it can make a big difference in the life of a young adult or even an older adult. Can you talk about how you integrate digital scanning technology into the orthodontic treatment process, and maybe some of the benefits that it offers patients that we haven't touched on yet?
Yeah, absolutely. So in our office, we use both 3D scanning and 3D x-rays to help develop a personalized treatment plan. Years ago, we would place braces on the teeth with an understanding that we just want them to look straighter. Well, with our 3D technology, we actually create a digital version of your teeth. We bring it up on the computer and we show you what your final smile will look like even before we begin any treatment. So this is like a set of straight teeth that are your teeth that are straightened in your full facial photo. So you'll see what you look like even before we start any orthodontic treatment.
Cool.
Yeah, this is really useful when we want to talk about different options for treatment, whether it's the plan to broaden or widen your smile to fill the black corners of your lips, or if we want to push the teeth forward to make your smile more prominent in how you wear your smile. Mm-hmm. This also allows us to really discuss exactly where we want each tooth positioned when you smile and when we're finished with treatment. Our 3D x-rays that we use are really important for our planning as we make sure that all of the roots of the teeth are included in your treatment plan. So of course, we're concerned about the white part of the tooth, but we also have to understand that the crowns of the white teeth are held in place because of the roots that are in the bone. And these 3D x-rays allow us to visualize exactly how much bone is on each side of the tooth. And when teeth are positioned healthy with bones surrounding them on all four sides, this will prevent having injury to the root. It'll also prevent us from having teeth shift or move around even after treatment is completed.
That's really, really, really important. Can you discuss maybe how you're using artificial intelligence within your practice and how that might influence the treatment planning or decision-making processes?
So, like with a lot of the world, we have really been impacted positively by the increased use of artificial intelligence in orthodontics. It's impacted us from start to finish. We have aids now that have helped diagnose problems that we see in x-rays, teeth, the face, and even assessing the airway. Treatment planning decisions have been enhanced by simulating the possible treatment outcomes. And in clinical practice, we've even improved opportunities for what we call remote care. This has been an area where we've seen a lot of improvements where we can care for our patients even when they're not in the office. So with remote monitoring and taking a picture of your teeth using just your cell phone, the AI can detect if the teeth need to be cleaned better, if there are braces that are broken, if a wire's come loose, or if the clear aligners are fitting well. We monitor things like if rubber bands are being worn properly or if the teeth have even moved as we designed it, and so many more things. There are actually hundreds of different aspects of orthodontic treatment that are now monitored and can be managed remotely using artificial intelligence. So we're excited to use this technology at our office and monitor the movement of teeth closer than we ever have before. It's basically by you submitting a photo once a week, it's like we're taking a look at your smile every single week instead of only being looked at every 2 months.
Wow. And do you have like a portal or something built in that patients are submitting those photos to? How does that work?
Yeah, that's a good question. So it all runs through an app. And whether you're in clear aligner therapy or braces treatment, we have access to a portal where you would submit a photo. The first thing that happens is artificial intelligence scans the photo. It takes actually a series of photos from the top, bottom, left, and right, and center. And then the artificial intelligence will highlight certain points that me as the doctor will go back in and look and give feedback about what we want you to do with your treatment, even when you're not here. One of the coolest things I like to do is because all those photos are saved, we can morph a photo of the initial smile with where you are currently in treatment to see how the teeth have changed over, you know, say it's a year in, we can monitor how you, we can show you how your teeth have changed in the past 12 months. If we take a photo all the way at the end of treatment, we can also compare it with the beginning of treatment and morph that photo into every step along the way where your teeth have gone from crooked to straight. So that's one of the coolest things that I like to do with my patients.
Yeah, for sure. You mentioned clear aligners. Can you talk a little bit about kind of how that differs from traditional braces and how you sort of decide, you know, which option is best for one of your patients?
Yeah, Stacy. So we offer both clear aligners and clear braces at Stable Orthodontics. We're a fully aesthetic office, meaning whatever option you choose is going to be something that you're not embarrassed about showing a mouthful of metal around the town. So we really take pride in that. A lot of the differences are really set around what kind of lifestyle you want to live while you're in orthodontic treatment. Our goals stay the same. Our goals are going to be to provide you with a beautiful, straight, well-aligned smile that highlights and accentuates the beauty that you have when you smile. So when it comes down to making that decision, the good thing about Invisalign is that they are totally clear. They come in a set of smooth aligners that don't have as many rough spots that can bump or rub up against the lips or cheeks. The downside to Invisalign or any other clear aligner is that we have to be very cooperative about wearing them. We got to be sure that we're wearing these aligners at least 20 hours a day to make sure that we're getting all the movement that we need within that week of wearing them. Now, the good thing about braces is that it's more of a set it and forget it. You have something that's always connected to your teeth, so they're always moving. But we have to get over the fact that they're a little rougher on the lips and cheeks. One of the good things about the clear aligners is that you have the freedom to eat what you want. So you take the aligners out to eat. You can eat crunchy foods, sticky foods, things that with braces we'd be a little bit more concerned could knock a brace off or pull a brace off if it's sticky. One thing that I love to make sure that we talk about with my young adults and professionals is what your coffee habits are. So one thing is with the aligners, if we're constantly sipping coffee for a few hours in the morning, it really means that we should be taking our aligners out when we have a cup of coffee. So if we're coffee drinkers, It might be best that we have something that's glued on the teeth, like braces, so that way we don't have to worry about how many hours we're getting as we drink that coffee every morning. The good thing about our braces is that they don't stain. They're totally impenetrable to any kind of dark liquid that can stain things like clear aligners, but the braces themselves don't stain. So, you know, we have two aesthetic options. The difference would really be around what kind of lifestyle you want to live, taking the aligners in and out, or having a set of clear braces that are custom built for you. The good thing about these options is you can't choose wrong, right? We're going to still go for the same beautiful smile and plan with the end in mind. It's just how we want to get there over the time that we work together on perfecting your smile.
That coffee point is a really good one. I've never thought about that before. I definitely wouldn't be able to wear clear liners up, drink coffee for several hours during the day.
Yeah, it's a very important question to discuss, especially with my adults. So, you know, the thing that we love to do is walk through what that lifestyle would be, whether we chose braces or Invisalign, and ultimately come up with a choice that's going to work for you and your lifestyle. So we love educating our patients and families about making that decision. But again, the good news is that our target doesn't change. You're still going to end up with a beautiful smile at the end.
That's good. Anything else that you haven't had a chance to share about your office and your patient care and how you're using technology that you want to share with our audience now?
Yeah. So we were talking about artificial intelligence and AI. We also spoke a little bit about teleorthodontics or virtual care. One of the great things about this technology and providing what we call remote monitoring is treating patients who don't live close by or who can't come into the office for an in-person visit regularly. So I've got several patients who are kids who graduate high school. They move off to college, or professionals that travel week in and week out, or even NFL players who travel weekly across the country. We've treated all of these kinds of people with remote monitoring. So I can keep up with people as they're away from our office and give immediate feedback with remote care. And then when they do return back to the office, we can make an adjustment and keep them moving with their orthodontic treatment. We've got many people who take advantage of this service, and allows us to treat patients that aren't here at the office regularly.
That's really cool. It definitely opens up the practice to a whole new audience of people who might not be able to get in otherwise. Well, thank you so much for talking to us tonight, Dr. Tauber. We really appreciate you sharing, you know, all of your processes and how you're customizing things and making sure that you're providing, you know, the best treatments possible for your patients. Can you share your website and phone number so folks, if they want to find you, they can reach out?
Absolutely. So you can contact our office at 770-526-0190, or you can visit us at www.stableorthodontics.com.
All righty. Well, you have a good night. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Stacy. Catch up with you soon.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Milton and More. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpmilton.com. That's gnpmilton.com. Or call 470-664-4930.